relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Good afternoon. We're back on America First with Sebastian Gorka. I am Boris Epstein. It is an honor to be here. It is an honor to be sitting in for the one and only Sebastian Gorka. And it is a deep honor to invite and welcome our next guest, American hero, former New York City Police Commissioner, Bernie Kerik. Bernie, how are you?
Boris, what's happening, man?
We're living the dream. We're living the dream. Or more like a nightmare in this city. The U.S. military just admitted that the drone strike, which killed 10 civilians in Afghanistan, I believe at least six children, targeted the wrong car, targeted the wrong people. It is a total disaster. I want to talk to you about that. You're with us for two segments. But first, I want to go back to 9/11. I had the honor of being with you at the event at the evening of 9/11 on Wall Street, downtown New York, right steps away from Ground Zero, where Rudy Giuliani was honored, where you were honored. Tell the listeners a little bit more about the event and really put people in the room. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience for me, and I'll tell you, no matter what the snarky idiots in mainstream media are saying, Mayor Giuliani's speech was a powerhouse. He went to town on the feckless shadow of a man who's sitting around or laying around the White House right now, and Joe Biden went to town on the traitor, General Milley, went to town on the losers and left-wing mainstream media. Tell us about the event.
So historically, over the last 20 years, the mayor has always had a dinner for his cabinet, for his staff members that was with him on September 11th. And in the aftermath, it helped, you know, keep the city on its feet, bring the city back from the attack. This year was a little different. We had the mayor's cabinet and staff there. I invited my executive staff, my first deputy, my chief of department, chief of patrol. I had my personal security detail there from the NYPD that was with me on and in the aftermath of the attack. So we had the mayor's cabinet. We had the NYPD, but then we went sort of over above and beyond, and we invited a number of veterans that were involved in the war in Afghanistan, in Iraq, the global war on terror that all started with the first battleground, the first, you know, burial ground, I should say, in the 20-year war was at Ground Zero. And so we had people in the room like Mark Nutch, who was the team leader, one of the 5th Special Forces Group team leaders that went into Afghanistan within days after the attack on horseback. In fact, there was a major motion picture called 12 Strong about that group, that team that went into Afghanistan. And Mark was one of the team leaders on that mission. We had a number of Navy SEALs, including Chief Eddie Gallagher out of San Diego, that's now retired. We had some of the guys from SEAL Team 6 that was actually involved in the Bin Laden killing, and veterans from the special operations arena, both Army, Navy, Air Force, intelligence, a lot of great people. We got to mingle, we got to network, we got to talk to each other. And it was a good feeling to have the people that were there in the beginning when it started and the people that basically came to our defense in the aftermath.
Bernie, it was to say that it was a historic evening is an understatement. You know, to see, you know, to see your deputies, to see the mayor and his deputies, to see these heroes from Afghanistan, you know, it was so poignant, and it really drew such a stark contrast for me between the fecklessness, and I'll say it again, the fecklessness that we have now in leadership in New York City, with probably the worst politician of all time, Bill de Blasio, at the White House. Can't say Joe Biden is the worst politician. He's the worst president of all time compared to the leadership that you offered to the American people when you were police commissioner and when Rudy was America's mayor. And then earlier in the day, you were at 9/11 for the solemn reading of the names, the solemn event that they had. But this would shock the listeners, I think. Shock the patriots who are the audience of the show. You and Mayor Giuliani were not in the first row of dignitaries at the memorial event at 9/11 when you were the ones there within minutes of the first plane striking the first tower. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. It was a bit frustrating, especially to watch Joe Biden and his wife sort of be propped up by President Obama, his wife, President Clinton, Senator Clinton, Mike Bloomberg, his wife, girlfriend, whatever she is. They were placed in the front row of the event, and they put Mayor Giuliani and I, the fire commissioner, the people that actually responded on that day, the people that were actually responsible for the recovery, the response, the rescue, the investigation, those people, they put in the second row.
That makes my blood boil. That makes my blood boil, Bernie, because you breathed the air of 9/11. You were there. Mayor Giuliani was there. The fire commissioner was there. Mayor Bloomberg, he wasn't mayor back then. He was just a rich guy running around Manhattan. Bill Clinton, by ignoring USS Cole, allowed 9/11 to happen. Allowed 9/11 to happen. Joe Biden is feckless, doesn't know where he is. He's been wrong on everything in the last 40, 50 years. Another one who allowed 9/11 to happen. And then Barack Obama allowed ISIS to grow. So they've got people in the front row who put our country in jeopardy. Joe Biden, who just had 13 brave young Americans killed. And you, who served your country honorably, who served your country overseas when you were in the armed force and then when you were a police commissioner, put the city, put the country on your back, and Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor, put the country on his back. You were in the second row behind a barricade. That makes my blood boil.
Yeah, it was, I got to tell you, it was frustrating on a number of fronts. Look, you know, I get the politics of all this. They had de Blasio up front. They had
Big Bird.
Bill Murphy, the governor of the state of New Jersey, up front. But I'm going to tell you something. It was bothersome because 2 weeks ago, President Biden surrendered the country of Afghanistan to the Taliban. The Taliban, the people, the terrorists that were assisting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda that attacked us on 9/11, he gave Afghanistan to the Taliban. As a result, 13 Marines died.
Yes.
Solely his responsibility.
Blood on his hands.
And I just, you know, the whole thing seems surreal for me. It just seems surreal.
Bernie, I'll tell you this. The American people, no matter what Joe Biden or his handlers say or do, no matter what Bloomberg and Clinton, the Uniparty, you know, who are all the same establishment nonsense, Obama, Clinton, no matter what they say and do, the American people love you. The American people love Mayor Giuliani. And that's why you and Mayor Giuliani were getting the most hooting and hollering out down there on 9/11 from the everyday Americans. We'll be right back with Bernie Kerik. Don't go anywhere.
Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome back to America First. This is Boris Epstein. It's such an honor to be with you today. Great to be driving this train for the one and only Sebastian Gorka, the host of America First on Salem. I'm Boris Epstein. Let me give you some socials. I'm coming in hot on Getter. Always coming in hot on Getter at Boris EP on Twitter at Boris EP. And of course, coming in hot on the gram, Boris_Epstein. Boris_EPSHTEYN. Let's bring back America's hero, New York City Police Commissioner, former New York City Police Commissioner, Bernie Kerik. Bernie, thanks for staying with us.
Thanks, boys.
Bernie, as Police Commissioner 9/11, you experienced what happens when America's borders are loose or non-existent as they are right now. You experienced what the influx of migrants who are not vetted does, and it ends with thousands of Americans dead. What are your feelings about the influx of Afghani migrants on planes being transported here by the Biden administration without any real vetting? What does that make you think of?
Well, listen, nobody knows what happens when you let people into this country that, you know, want the demise of this country. And I don't care what the president says. I don't care what General Milley says or the president's press secretary. There's no way in hell you can vet the people coming in from Afghanistan. And here's why. Afghanistan was run by the Afghan government, which is no longer in power. The Taliban has taken over. The Taliban is a terror group. They don't have a diplomatic relationship with this country. They're not going to. They're going to have relationships with Russia, China, and Iran. Have nothing to do with the United States, only to get money out of the U.S. That's what they're going to do. They're not going to give us their intelligence operations. They're not going to give us access to intel. We have 200,000 people coming into this country, and if they're not in a U.S. DOD database or a CIA database or an FBI database, if they're not in one of those, we don't know who the hell they are. We don't know where they came from. We don't have any background on them, and we ain't got nobody to go to get it. So don't tell me that you're going to have people vetted coming into this country. That's far and few between, I promise you.
Well, let's connect the dots here, right? The news just came out that the American military killed the wrong people in Afghanistan in that drone strike. Right? They killed, I believe, at least 6 children. 10 Afghani civilians were killed. Wrong people were targeted. So if the American military is not able to pinpoint and figure out who the right target is in Afghanistan, how are we supposed to vet tens or hundreds of thousands of Afghanis who are on planes coming to this country? Don't the two not compute whatsoever?
You know what, Boris? That's a really good example right there. Because when we do these strikes, the special operations community goes in and they do either a drone strike or they do a targeted takeout. Basically, that intelligence is a combination of intel that we get from our own intelligence assets and that we get from the host nation, the foreign country. Bottom line is, we don't have access to the foreign country. We don't have access to anything they have anymore. I went through this in the aftermath of Iraq. I took over the Ministry of Interior. The intelligence capability came under us, And I can tell you firsthand, we had no access to any intel that gave us, you know, any information on the Fedayeen Saddam, which was Saddam Hussein's assassins, or the Mujahideen, which was his intelligence assets. We had nothing. We had nothing. We had nowhere to go to get it. So don't tell me that they can get it from Afghanistan. So we have 200,000 people. They're putting out planes, bringing to this country. They're going to melt into communities like chameleons. And then we're not going to hear from them until they want to be heard from. And it's going to not going to be good.
That's a scary thought, but it's a realistic thought. And you and I have talked about this privately. We've talked about it, obviously, on air. Here's the question. Why doesn't Joe Biden or whoever handles it, why don't they want to stop this? The key question, I asked this time and time again, I guess hosted for Mike Gallagher a few weeks ago. Do you think Democrats no longer love America? Do they not want to secure America? Bernie Kerik, what do you think? We've got about a minute.
Boris, honestly, I don't know if it's money. I don't know if it's just power. I don't know if it's incompetence. I don't know if it's a prior obligation or agreement that Biden has with China.
Prior obligation.
Nobody in their right mind would have gave up Bagram. It's only 400 miles from China. Nobody in their right mind would have done that. I don't know. It just seems intentional to me. You can't have that many mistakes and that much corruption and that much incompetence. You just can't have it.
It's intentional. It's impossible to imagine. Bernie Kerik, what's your Twitter? What's your Getter? Where can people find you?
Bernard Kerik, one word. Twitter, Getter. Get together.
Get together. Follow New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik. Bernie, thank you so much. God bless you. God bless your family.
Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise gun lobby. From battling the Biden administration's radical anti-gun agenda to restoring your constitutionally protected rights in the states, GOA's grassroots army, led by a friend of this show, Eric Pratt, is ready. GOA has a proud 45-year history of defending your Second Amendment rights without compromise. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. For just $25 a year, you can take an active role in the protection of your rights. When you join today by visiting gunowners.org/GORKA, you will receive a free gift. So help protect the Second Amendment by joining Gun Owners of America right now at gunowners.org/GORKA.
Welcome back. I am Boris Epstein. I am your guest host today on America First. I'm sitting in for the one and only Sebastian Gorka. And now, coming right up on this powerhouse historic show where I'm sitting in for Seb Gorka, we had Adam Laxalt at the top, Bernie Kerik batting second, Liz Harrington MAGA brawler third, cleaning up was Eric Greitens. And now we've got America's mayor, the one and only true historic leader of this country, Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Mayor, thanks so much for coming on.
Boris, it is always a pleasure. How are you?
It's my pleasure and it's my honor to have you, Mayor, my honor to talk to you. And I want to go right back, and we did this with Commissioner Kerik. Let's go back to 9/11 a few days ago. I had the honor of being there with you downtown when you gave that powerhouse speech. I don't give one iota of a crap what the losers and all of the weaklings in mainstream media say. That was a powerhouse speech. You came into it and you went hot on Biden, or what used to be Joe Biden, on the traitor Milley. Now we know even more than we did when you were giving that speech of just how much of a traitor General Milley is, on the pathetic stance of the Democrats in this country and the rhinos and pushing back against China. So, Mayor, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your leadership. I want to thank you for your strength. I want to thank you for putting the country on your back 20 years ago on 9/11, and thank you for continuing to stand up, sir.
Well, thank you, Boris. It's the thing that keeps me going is the fact that I know that I'm telling the truth that I have support for this. You know it because you were there with me,
yes,
particularly
sir.
With the election allegations, but also going way back to all the corruption of the Biden family, $30 million at least in bribes over a 30-year period, a pay-for-play scheme that started like a little cheap scheme in Delaware and became a massive $20, $30 million from the communist Chinese, all provable, all there, all covered up by the corrupt media. And the hard drive would have proved all of that. And then now we have really the consequences of the fraud of 2020. And that is the man's killing people. His incompetence is letting people die who would not have died if we had a responsible president, not even if we had Trump, but if we had a reasonably intelligent man operating with his full brain, this would not have happened. You just one decision, taking out the soldiers, the military, or most of them, before the civilians in a country that is surrounded by four of the most vicious terrorist groups in the world who particularly hate Americans. I mean, that's about that. That decision could almost be seen as you wanted to get the civilians killed.
The 13 brave Americans, the 13 brave Americans who were killed, whose blood is on the hands of Joe Biden, just came out in the last few minutes, right, where we're talking about in terms of the civilians killed. And then the disrespect shown to true Americans.
With the looking at the watch.
And with the fact
But isn't that disrespect or is that his mental breakdown? I'm going to tell you one of the key symptoms of dementia and Alzheimer's is inappropriate behavior. I mean, I don't know if you remember, but in the middle of the campaign last year, I put out a very authoritative podcast with two doctors who very painstakingly went through the symptoms of dementia and Alzheimer's as laid out in the DSM-5, which is the book that they use. And they didn't disagree. They nailed about 8 of the 10 symptoms. They showed them on tape. And the only difference between the two of them, one thought he was moderate, and the other one thought he was headed for real, real serious difficulties. And they debated exactly why. But one of the things they kept pointing out is inappropriate behavior. For example, when he says, "I was instructed." Now, that's inappropriate. Even if it's true, if you had all your faculties, you wouldn't say it, right? What president would walk out and say, "I was instructed to not answer any questions"?
I'm going to get in trouble, right?
And here, now you can also get an idea of what a sycophant press we have. Isn't the first question who?
Right.
Any president walked out and I was a reporter and the president said I was instructed to end this press conference at 2:20. I said, "Mr. President, who instructed you? Who gets to instruct the president?"
Right. Who's pulling the strings? Let me ask you this question. Who's pulling the strings? Who's back there? Is it Ron Klain? Is it Susan Rice? Who's doing the puppeteering here? Because it is, you know, and we laugh about it and we talk, but this is gravely serious.
I'm sorry. Actually, I keep reminding myself, you shouldn't laugh about it. This is what gets people killed.
Totally. I wrote about this mayor in March of this year. This feckless weakness reminds me of the late leaders of the Soviet Union, Brezhnev, Andropov, Chernenko, who led to a total downfall of that country. And if Joe Biden is not at least at their level or worse, you got to be kidding me. It is clear as day. This guy has no idea where he is.
Yeah, I mean, the other day on my radio show, right before the radio show, I was watching him, and he says, "I want to thank the Prime Minister of Great Britain, Boris Johnson," and then he goes, "And I want to thank the Prime Minister of Australia, the guy from Down Under." He couldn't remember his name.
What about when he called Cedric Richmond a boy? And if that were, if he called an African American senior advisor to himself, he didn't know his name, and then the racism comes back, right? And we've all known about that. Him buddying around with the segregationist. Don't forget, the Democrat Party that Joe Biden got elected in 1972 was a racist party. It was the party of Jim Crow. Okay, and these guys who've been around for 20, 30 years when he was a young senator, they were all stone cold anti-Semites, anti-Catholics, and racists. And that's who Joe Biden made his bones with, to use a New York term. Okay? And that's who he pops around with, and that comes out. That racism comes out. That's who this guy is. Doesn't know who Lloyd Austin is, his own defense secretary. And it's not funny. It's not funny because that is how Americans
die. It
is
died. Not funny.
That's how we bars. End up with 200,000 Afghani migrants in this country.
They sort of put them on like blooper tapes, the kind of thing they put mistakes in baseball or football. But this leads to the death of people.
Right.
A president has awesome responsibilities. And even if he's of full faculties, even if he's as bright and as energetic as a Trump or a Reagan, it's still difficult. But boy, when you're operating with, 30% of your brain left or 40%
of your brain. You weren't that bright to begin with.
No, I'm going to tell you, I've known him for 35 years. I used to tell you this years ago when we first met. I always used to, people used to look at my guy, I was crazy, but he is the dumbest guy I ever met.
Mayor, we've got 20 seconds in the segment. I'd love to hold you over to the next segment. It'll be short. Thank you so much for joining us. America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani, at Rudy Giuliani on Twitter and Getter. We'll see you in the next segment. Sir, it's such an honor for you to be with us. We'll be right back.
The latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories, available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
And we're back. This is Boris Epstein sitting in for Sebastian Gorka on America First. We're back with America's Mayor, Rudy Giuliani. We got him for this whole segment. Mayor, before we go on, tell us about your Twitter handle, your Getter handle, and about the podcast. So everybody make sure to go sign up.
Well, the best place to get me is rudyscommonsense.com. I have all my podcasts on there. They're about 165. I mean, you could just treat yourself to three or four of them, and you'll see the whole case against the Bidens.
Love it.
You see the proof, the evidence.
The receipts.
The case, the documents, the receipts. But the thing I have on there now are four interviews, and they probably mean the most to me. They're the interviews with the people that survived 9/11 with me. All of them eyewitnesses. All of them that were inches from dying, could have died, and all of whom after that recovered and for 45 straight days worked every day, including my assistant, Beth Patron, who lost her husband and found out 10 days after that she was pregnant with their first baby. Her husband was the most heroic firefighter we had in our department, Terry Haddon. He was a captain. He was the head of Rescue One, and it's quite an emotional story, but it gives you a sense that we still have the people who love America. And each one of these people that I interviewed, went to the fire and then they did their assigned tasks and they just happened to live. Other people died because of the way the building came down. In one case, one of them was literally 8 feet away from being dead.
I'm quiet not because, and here we have the video of the building coming down.
I have some videos too that haven't been seen before. I met a guy who videoed some of the people coming down, and I never really had a video of the one that looked like the one I saw. And I don't know if it's the one I saw, but it's very close to it. So I put that on, even though I don't like to do that. I really think we have to, we got to shake people up that we're getting too complacent. And what Biden accomplished in Afghanistan made this anniversary for me. And I think you saw that at the dinner on Saturday night for our people. It was very painful. This was a very, very sad. It's like we're back where we used to be. We've got the Taliban in charge. We got Al-Qaeda suiting up. I know what they teach their people every day is to kill us. And they must evaluate our defenses almost as a joke. And look at Miley. I mean, even before the recent things, Miley said that Bagram isn't a strategic base. It's 400 miles from China, and it's not strategic. 500 miles from Iran and in Afghanistan. I mean, you don't have to go to West Point to figure that out.
Mayor, let me ask you this question. You are obviously one of the lead, you know, and I'm being quiet here because, you know, this is not about bombast, right? It's not about screaming and yelling. This is America. This is the depth of who we are. And we were attacked as a country, and you put this country on your back, sir, and we love you for it, and God bless you for it. And every year you go to 9/11 on the anniversary, and you have a spot that you stand in. And you deserve to be in that spot every single day you want to. Were you able to stand in that spot on the 20th anniversary of 9/11?
And honestly, I know people will think it's not about me, and I don't need any more praise. I got too much praise for September 11, and it belongs to, I mean, part of the reason I did these podcasts that I put on, and I hope people really watch them, is to show I didn't do this alone. These are the people that helped me through. They saved my life. They saved the city's life. They did a lot of the things you think I did. But I should have been up front because the families relate to me.
Right.
They expect me there. I'm the only one who consistently goes there along with Governor Pataki, the two of us. We're always there. You know, Mike Bloomberg, he was the mayor who had to do a lot of the cleanup, but he wasn't there on September 11. Nancy Pelosi, she wasn't there. So what Ben Bloomberg got to determine this? Bloomberg put up front, many of whom had nothing to do with September 11, and he put all the heroes in the back. Man, not just me, Tom Von Essen, Bernie Kerik, Chief Esposito, the people who save lives, they're all put in the back, and the families are looking for them.
And we've got 40 seconds left.
And that wasn't right to politicize it that way.
You're right. That was wrong. We've got 40 seconds left. What reception did Joe Biden receive from the families, from the crowd at 9/11? And frankly, what reception did you receive? We got 25 seconds.
Yeah, we have to straighten out Afghanistan. We've got to go. We have to take the air base back. We can't allow them to have an open field for the next 2 years to develop a plan to kill us. Because they will.
That's right.
They will. I mean, this is about, forget who's right, who's
wrong. You heard
it
here from Mayor Giuliani. God bless you, Mayor. Thank you so much, sir. We'll be right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.